Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today, I'd like to share with you three keys for healing after offense. Did you know that when we're hurt, we put into place methods, consciously or not, to protect our hearts? For example, ignoring the person, hoping that he or she will disappear from our life. Being in denial, hiding the suffering in a guise of positive emotions. Or burying the wound under tons of so-called biblical reasons. These strategies don't work. In fact, at the slightest problem, poorly healed wounds may reopen. Today, I'd like to encourage you to work through these three steps. Number one, acknowledge that God's truth is above your own. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. And number two, go forward. You can't change anything in the past, but you can change your way of seeing things and adopt a new attitude toward the future with God's grace. Number three, trust in God. It's not easy, but if you trust Him, He will use your suffering to glorify Himself and give you great joy in return. The Bible says, "You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy." Psalm 30:11. I invite you to put these three bits of advice into practice because they're keys that God wants to use to free you from bitterness, resentment, and suffering. My friend, trust God. He alone can heal your heart, soul, and mind. He can turn your mourning into joyful dancing. He can take away your garments of mourning and clothe you with joy. Praise God, you can move forward.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.